sent on the slot back. Solomon in the hole there. Running backs are split behind Montana. Third and three. He has the ball. Montana rolling out the right. Looking toward the end zone. Throwing under pressure. Throws his pass. Caught by Clark.
Hello, 49er fans, and welcome to the latest edition of the 49ers Paradise podcast show. Thank you all once again for tuning in. This week's show is sponsored by the 49ers Paradise store, where you can get merchandise for any fan of any sport directly from the store and help support 49ers Paradise at the same time. Be sure to check out the Paradise store. Just check the miscellaneous contact section of the navigation drop-down menu, or on the main page, check out the Flash banner. Alright, so this week we have an action-packed show, but right off the top I want to answer Jason's question. Jason writes in from Denver asking about the 49ers' release of Tony Parrish, and obviously this release is quick news and somewhat surprising news, at least that Parrish was let go at this time of year. I think a lot of fans would have figured he wouldn't be on the team next year, but to let him go in the middle of the season was a little bit unexpected. Now, the actual release of Parrish was brought on by the need to fill a linebacking spot with the injury to Derek Smith, taking him out of the lineup, and the recent injuries, of course, to TJ Slaughter. It essentially brought on a need to add another linebacker to the team. Now, what the team did do is they went out and they got another linebacker named Jay Foreman, who they tried out a couple weeks ago at the same time as they were trying to fill T.J. Slaughter's role and ended up signing Cannibal and Navies. They signed Jay Foreman. He played for the Giants one game last year. Has over 500 tackles in his career, 4.5 sacks, and 14 pass defense. He's been around the league for about 7 years. And that's essentially why the team had to get rid of Parrish. Now, Parrish has had quite a career. At one point in his career, he had 121 consecutive starts, which is really an amazing feat, and on top of that, he overcame testicular cancer before joining the 49ers about 5 years ago. So Tony's always a guy who I thought could overcome just about anything, and the leg injury that he suffered last season, which is essentially what's kept him from being able to return to the game in peak form. Now, that leg injury is something that I would have thought he'd be able to come back from. You know, he's come back from a lot worse things, but I guess that coupled with just getting older and the team getting younger has essentially led to the loss of Parrish. Now, I do think that the team will miss Parrish in terms of the type of person he was for this team, the locker room aspect that he brought to the team. I really think that Tony was just all around a top-notch guy, and I know the 49ers will miss him. Certainly Mike Nolan had good things to say about him as a person upon his departure, but it's clear that the team is moving in a different direction with the younger Mark Roman. Now, those of you who have been paying attention will notice that the 49ers dropped two games in a row, and obviously coming off of a three-game win streak, that was disappointing. I don't want any of our fans out there to be disillusioned into thinking that this team really is a playoff team. They're not there yet, and I think getting our hopes up and thinking they were was certainly fun and exciting, but what I'm hoping more than anything is that the team is able to finish strong, pick up maybe two of the last four games, and that would actually be a pretty fantastic way to finish off the season. Certainly, if we can see some signs of improvement or further improvement from Alex Smith, Vernon Davis, and the rest of the offense, I would really like to see more ball dispersion in terms of who the offensive attack players are. And yes, it's great to see that Frank Gore can be a solid running back for this team, but where are the other weapons and where can they come through? This week against Green Bay, I think there's an opportunity that we will be seeing that. Of course, the Packers are not what they used to be, and neither are the 49ers for that matter, but this should be a fun matchup. It is always a fun matchup to face the Packers. There's just great history there, and I'm looking forward to the game. I would, as I mentioned, like to see greater ball dispersion. I'd really, really like to see Alex Smith take the next step and start leading his receivers a bit more in his passing plays. And I'd love to see another one or two offensive threats emerge to complement Frank Gore. I would like to see a little bit of an improved play from the offensive line, which I thought got manhandled last week. defensively, I think that the team's going to really have its work cut out for it with the missing of Derek Smith. Shawnte Spencer's probably not going to be back either. It's going to add up to basically a very tough way to put together a defense. So the pass rush has to be there. Brett Favre obviously is a great quarterback, but he's prone to make mistakes, and certainly the more pressure you put on him, the more likely he is to make those mistakes. So again, I think the key for this week's game will essentially be that, to put the pressure on Favre and hope that a couple of the guys in the secondary, mainly Walt Harris, might be able to pick up an interception or two and turn this game around for the Niners. A defensive score for the 49ers would indicate a very strong likelihood, in my opinion, of us actually being able to pull out this game. Now, that being said, of course, if we can get an offensive attack going, if we can get the red zone going, that's going to be a huge, huge step. In the final four games, I'd also like to see a bit of improved game management from Mike Nolan, who, in my opinion, is improving as a head coach. He's certainly making better decisions, but he's not making the best decisions, certainly not every time. So that's the other aspect that I would still like to see improve as the season wears on, and unfortunately it appears that it is going to be coming to a close rather shortly for the 49ers. Just going back to this week's game a little bit against the Saints, what I did see and what I continue to see, especially in the last three games or so, is that the defense does not know what the word containment means, particularly along the defensive line. They'll crash at the quarterback, and as a result, there are lots of cutback lanes and lots of throwback lanes for either the quarterback or a running back. What that means is that the lack of containment is allowing the opposition's offenses to capitalize on the 49ers defense, and somehow the 49ers have to convince themselves that it's better to contain an offense than to come up with a one big play here or there. It's great that they're trying to make the big plays, but they have to be able to actually force a stop on a defense as a result of containment and not as a result of those, you know, big plays. So that's one thing that I would really like to see an improvement on. And I think one of the reasons why against the Saints in particular it was an especially big problem is because Drew Brees is mobile enough to make plays with his legs. And although he only made about one real play with his legs this week, he also had a huge, huge running performance from their running game. And when you have a running performance like that, often the reason is the lack of containment going on. So that's pretty much my take as to what the 49ers did wrong in that game on defense. No offense, there were a lot of things that went wrong, and I'm sure Antonio Bryant continues to be frustrated with what's going on in the game, mainly because he's getting tripped and tripping over his own 2 feet even when the ball's coming towards him. It just seems like he has not had the season that he was certainly hoping for and that the 49ers were hoping for of him when they brought him in at the start of the season. So that, of course, is what happened this past week. As we move in against the Packers, I think containment is going to be an issue that Brett Favre will absolutely expose of the 49ers if the team can't find a way to correct it themselves. So certainly, as I mentioned off the top of the show, this is an area that the team has to correct and has to correct really, really quickly. So, also going on with the 49ers Paradise site, I guess I should mention, is, and if you haven't noticed, the Hot Off the Press section, the updates I know have been a little bit less frequent lately. That's mainly due to this being just an extremely, extremely busy time for me at school. It's the end of term, so all the projects I do, exams start up this Monday, and it's just been absolutely insane. So that's where that comes from. Now, I've also, over the past 3 weeks or so, added a team of Hot Off the Press coordinators who are going to be a major asset to the site in terms of keeping things up to date. Some of the infrequency in the updates lately has had to do a little bit to do with our scheduling and getting things going between all of us, but that should be all but worked out certainly by the end of this week. So Derek is one of those guys, Derek or D-Rock as he's better known in the forum, and as of course one of our Paradise Press corner writers. There's also Sage, or Ferry AKS, as he's better known on the forum, who's been around the site for absolutely forever. And Jason, or Jason J, who I've known via email for quite some time, but is a more recent member of the forum, a true techie, and all of them are great 49er fans, and it's absolutely fantastic that they're willing to help out the site in this way, because gosh knows that as I, you know, begin my job search for post-school, and basically life just gets busier and busier, having these guys around, having them able to help out and help the site continue on providing that amazing coverage that it always has and what it's been known for, it's just going to be a major asset to the site. So special thanks to those guys. Look for an article this week giving you a little bit more of an introduction as to what's going on with that respect. So that's all for this week. A reminder that if you're doing your holiday shopping for sports fans, you can get sports paraphernalia for any team, any sport, even NASCAR directly from the 49ers Paradise store. And you can help out 49ers Paradise at the same time. Also, 49ers Paradise has begun its donation drive for the coming season, or coming year rather. Please be sure to check out the donation information in the forum or click the PayPal donate button and follow the simple instructions. If you wouldn't mind, any dollar, every dollar, can certainly go a long way to helping 49ers Paradise provide the coverage and the excellence that it's been known for. So thank you all in advance for any contributions that you can or have made to the site. I know not everyone can participate financially in this way, but absolutely anything anyone can provide is a major help in keeping the expenses of the site reasonable. So that's all for this week. Until next week, be sure to take care, have fun, and let's hope we can pull out a couple more wins before the season's all said and done. Take care, and we'll see you next week.
The 49ers had only just begun.